It's Thursday, June 25th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. City of Fort Wayne officials are collecting comments about the proposed low-barrier homeless resource center downtown. Drug maker Eli Lilly is restricting access to a drug discount program intended for safety net hospitals. And Congress appears to be making progress toward a new farm bill after years of temporary extensions. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. City of Fort Wayne officials are collecting comments about the proposed low-barrier homeless resource center downtown. Local residents can submit comments or ask questions via the city's Engage Fort Wayne website. The online engagement page will be active until 9 a.m. July 9th. All comments and answers to questions will be posted online by the end of the day on July 14th. In October, Mayor Sharon Tucker's Office for Homelessness Services requested proposals for a low-barrier shelter. In May, city officials released statements of support for a proposed low-barrier shelter in the 300 block of East Washington Boulevard. While the majority of feedback to City Council about the project has been positive, there have been some opposed to the location, which is less than a block away from the rescue mission. In recent weeks, Republican members of City Council have faced off against Mayor Tucker over the proposal. Drug maker Eli Lilly is restricting access to a drug discount program intended for safety net hospitals. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
The Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical company will require hospitals to submit insurance claims to qualify for discount drug pricing through the federal 340B program. The move is an expansion of the company's longstanding reporting requirements. Eli Lilly informed Health and Human Services prior to discontinuing 340B pricing for a minority of hospital pharmacies that did not submit claims data by a July 8th deadline. The American Hospital Association protested Lilly's decision to withhold discount pricing from those that did not meet the company's June deadline, calling the action, quote, extraordinary. Lilly did not say whether any Indiana hospitals were included. This year, Hoosier lawmakers adopted transparency requirements for hospitals purchasing drugs at 340B prices. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
Congress appears to be making progress towards a new farm bill after years of temporary extensions. WFIU's Clayton Baumgarth reports.
Indiana Farm Bureau's Brantley Seifer says this is the furthest Congress has gotten on a farm bill in years.
The House passed the farm bill a couple weeks back, which is a huge step for the farm bill, something we've been waiting on for a very long time. And then most recently, just yesterday, the Senate actually released their version of the farm bill.
Seifer says many of the largest agricultural programs were already included in the budget bill dubbed by the president as the Big Beautiful Bill. But the remaining portions of the farm bill still include funding for rural development, agricultural research, and other programs important to Indiana farmers. Seifer says passing a farm bill would provide something producers have been missing for years.
That's what this farm bill really is. Getting it across the finish line and signed into law is that consistency, that certainty that our members need, especially in the economic times that we have.
Congress has been operating under extensions of the 2018 farm bill since it expired. For WFIU News, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
Hoosiers hosting 4th of July cookouts should be able to save some money compared to last year. Indiana Farm Bureau released its annual summer cookout cost report, and Indiana is cheaper than the national average. INFB chief economist Todd Davis says proteins are the most expensive items, but consumers have the chance to save.
I think there could be some opportunities to save money on the proteins and have a nice 4th of July.
Davis says prices may be lower, but it is still on the consumers to find the best deal.
And I think our shoppers just show the value of shopping around and trying to find value.
July 4th falls on a Saturday this year. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Governor Mike Braun called for the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission to reconsider its decision to approve a rate hike last week of $70 million to its AES members before announcing the removal of Andy Zay as chairman on Monday. The Indiana DNR announced more than 1,400 additional acres of forest land in the northern part of the state will soon be a part of Indiana State Parks. And the Clark County Health Department is partnering with a homeless outreach to continue its syringe services program. That's Who and What for Thursday, June 25th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.